ever get that feeling? Like, you know, there are these hidden gems tucked away right under our noses. We're so busy, caught up in the day-to-day, we might be missing something amazing just around the corner.
It's easy to get in a rut.
Exactly. And that's kind of the spirit of this deep dive, right? We're all about uncovering those hidden treasures. Today, we're doing just that with a place in Tulsa that, I'll admit, I didn't know much about at first. Ludger's Bavarian Cakery.
Sounds delicious already.
Right. But I was doing some digging, and this bakery, it's got a story, let me tell you. It all starts with the founder, Ludger Schultz. Now, before he was whipping up cream puffs, this guy was a real adventurer.
Oh, tell me more.
So get this. He didn't just train in Bavaria, which you'd expect, right? This guy's a journeyman baker.
Wow.
With experience spanning from Germany and Sweden all the way to Ireland and Canada.
You can just imagine the influences he picked up along the way.
Right. Over 50 years of experience, according to their website. He actually started out with a restaurant here in Tulsa back in 64 called the Shadow Mountain Inn.
Shadow Mountain Inn. I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, it's not around anymore, but apparently their Bavarian cream cheesecake was legendary.
Ah, so that's where the bakery comes in.
Yeah, it was so popular, they eventually decided to focus just on the sweet stuff.
Which, if you think about it, makes you wonder, how much did that early menu at Shadow Mountain influence what we see at the bakery today?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but it's not just your typical German bakery fare we're talking about.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, yeah, they've got those gorgeous custom cakes, you know, the ones you'd expect. But then, a spinach feta croissant.
Savory pastries are having a moment, I have to say.
Right. I'm a little obsessed with that idea.
And it really speaks to their ability to cater to a wide range of tastes and occasions. You know, you want an everyday treat? They've got you. Special occasion cake, boom. They've even got lunch options, which I think we should definitely dive into in a bit. Ludger's really seems to have something for everyone.
They really do. So before we get too far ahead, out of everything we've learned so far about Ludger's, what's caught your eye? I'll tell you what surprised Emmy. Ludger's, it's not just a bakery. It's a full-blown cafe.
Oh, interesting. Didn't catch that at first.
Yeah, they've got breakfast, lunch, coffee. You could practically set up shop there for the day. Which, by the way, they're open until 6 p.m. most days.
So you can swing by for a late lunch, get some work done with a coffee, or even grab dessert after dinner.
Exactly. It's like they've tapped into that whole all-day cafe culture.
Mm.
And I can't forget the birthday club. Who doesn't love a free treat on their birthday?
Always a good marketing strategy.
So I think it's safe to say there's more to Ludger's than meets the eye. I am ready to grab a spinach feta croissant and see what other hidden gems I can unearth.
Makes you think, you know. Every local business has a story, a journey like Ludger's, from the Shadow Mountain Inn to a Bavarian cakery. And it all becomes part of Tulsa's history.
That's a great point. It makes you wonder what stories we're missing every day, right?
Right, in our own backyards.